This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Home is where your story begins. It defines you as a person, at least for a while. Sometimes the rest of your life. So it's no surprise that your home landscape and the one you're creating for your own family should represent your taste, your values, and how you want to be thought of. Too many times folks inherit a landscape look, usually stuck in the 60s, from the previous owner. Now, if you're fine with leaving the same paint color on the wall or having the furniture in the same place as those who have gone before you, then you might as well leave the shrubbery alone. But if you like to get some new clothes as the seasons progress and like to save some money and work, then for me, fall is truly for planting. Okay, a little understanding of where to begin. If we think of the basic premise of landscape design is to draw attention to the front door, then our job is made a lot easier. We next have to figure out the balance of evergreens to leafy or deciduous plants. Evergreen shrubs hide unfortunate views. They define boundaries and attract wildlife, like birds, for instance. Nothing like having flying flowers around the yard all winter. Evergreens give the best shelter from the elements and perhaps predators. The cool thing about evergreens is that they can be gold, blue, light green, dark green, and every shade in the middle. They can be tall and thin, short and squatty, weeping, upright, pointed needles, or flat ones, and they have all kinds of textures. Their off-season interest generally involves form and maybe cones. Some cones last up to 2 years. They start out purple and then turn upside down and brown, and birds love to peck at them. For those that like to set up Christmas lights, these are the traditional hangers. Now, shrubs with leaves also tend to have a nice showy flower, perhaps some bark interest, and certainly fall color with the foliage. A multiple of shapes, sizes, and forms, usually having about 70% leafy and 30% evergreen, gives a good look. But I've done landscapes with 100% of either, and they've looked sharp in their own right. There's an added bonus for those who don't want any more evergreens in their yard. For instance, when you already own a large row of blue spruce along the edge, why add more near the front door? That bonus involves a little help from the wash. If you take some of those old-fashioned clothespins, the wooden kind that you can squeeze, and spray paint them red or green, you can then use these to hold on Christmas lights on branches that don't grow needles. They look exceptional. But wait, there's more! By keeping Christmas lights on plants all year long, you'll dissuade deer from coming to see what's for dinner. And for me, that's worth leaving the lights up until at least Easter. I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.